Dance, get the dumps got now. Wow, that the wow, gak yo. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cree Chatter Hour. And if you're just tuning in, you made it just in time. This is the part where we like to share some music for you guys.
Well, just quite, you didn't even let me do my. well, dumps got now. I know I'll go my Dallas was that Siga soon.
There we go.
I'm back in.
But we're back. This is the part where we like to share music. For those of you who are maybe new to the show, we really like to promote music with language learning because that was our first exposure to language. And it's kind of like how we found our passion for it. Gee, Dallas.
We found our passion for it and our passion for love.
He's in a whole different mode because we're on live right now.
All right.
But, you know, we'd like to share a couple of songs with you all. I think these first couple of songs, though, we would really like to dedicate to our Pelly fam. Today, you know, our brother Dallas and dedicate it to the family of our Mama Donna, who's making her journey now. And we just want to say, Sagit na wow, we love you all. And we are with you guys there today.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mama Donna was our late brother's mom.
Rikishi.
Yeah, Rikishi's mom. So they're united now in the happy, heavenly, beautiful grounds of heaven for sure. So. Yeah, so.
Okay. Nickamuck.
Okay. Hey, oh, hey, 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 ha, ha, hey, 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 ha, ha, hey, 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 ha, ha, hey, 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 how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. When I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, yo. So that would be the first one that we're going to send out to the families out there in Koti First Nations.
I think it would be good to sing one of Kishi's other songs. The one that we always sing.
Yep. That'd be good. So
this one, again, we're thinking of our family out there in Cody's today, Dallas and his family, and what all of the Pelly family, Auntie Joe, everybody.
Yeah.
This one's going out to you guys.
Do you want to start it, my baby? Is it Oh Honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey,
oh,
I wanted to tell you that I love you.
And you're the only one that I see.
Oh, 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 oh honey, you are the one for me. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Hey, 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 hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh,
hey
oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey hey oh, hey oh, hey hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey 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 oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh,
oh, oh, oh, honey,
I wanted to tell you that I love you and you're the only one that I see. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, honey, you are the one for me.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
So a little background on those two songs. Actually, Amazing Grace, it's something that you, that version you came up with during the pandemic, right?
I did. It was something I came up with and had a good time with it. Yeah, we actually put it out on video, if you remember, during the pandemic, and it went viral. So we're talking like it was like 2,000 shares on Facebook, which is pretty big for Facebook, right? So I don't think we got a chance to put it on TikTok and then, or Instagram. Yeah.
The second song was composed by our late bro, Mr. Nathan Rikishi Pelly. That's I think that was one of his like his first big solo hits that he had. Hey, oh, honey.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful song. It's a totally. I'll always remember really hearing that song. I don't know if you remember Nawima Gun when we were heading to his resting place, and there was me, you, Danetta, Tash, and Raven. And we just cranked up that song. Oh my God. And it was just, the sun was shining kind of through the clouds. It was just such a beautiful, powerful moment that I'll always remember.
Yeah, it was, I think all of his music, especially that last album he made, it sure was a testament to what an amazing, talented singer and composer he was. Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't had a chance to go check it out, actually, he did that album with those songs with two other people on there. I forgot what it's called. It's called R&B, though.
Yep.
R/N/B. You guys got to check it out.
But you know what, Nawigi Magan, and this is the truth about that. Ever since our brother had passed away, if you just put in Nathan Pelly in Spotify or iTunes, that specific album comes up first all the time. So that means it's been streaming continuously for the past year, which is amazing and great. Amazing Grace.
With that though, yeah, one more song you want to share?
I do, honey, I do. I want
to. Then we'll get into our shout outs here. So if you're watching us right now on Facebook, make sure to let us know where you're from, what your name is, and we'll shout you out here on the Cree Chatter Hour.
And if you have any bugs. Hey, honey, are you going to play that cool sounding thing, or this is what we're going to go with?
Hold on. I'm going to adjust something right here and then get into your song.
I will. Yeah. I pray to the Lord almost every night, thinking of you, holding me tight. Hey, I I pray to the Lord almost every night, thinking of you. holding me tight. Hey, hi, yo, hey. Hi, yo, hey. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Oika.
Now, there is a Fawn in Dallas classic from what album was that?
It's 1967.
Real old. At this time, though, we want to go to a couple of our shout outs here. I want to say Linda Lupe, White Mountain, Arizona. Shout out to J. Roy McCokis. J. Roy McCokis from Sad Lake Bug Free since 1996. I'm going to hand it over to Dallas so he can say some of the shout outs. You just got to scroll down there, Mr. Waskahat.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
If you guys are just tuning in, we were just mentioning that Mr. Waskahat here just became the powwow president, like he's trying to compete with me or something, or Frog Lake. And guys, come out to our celebrations. It's kind of the ones that'll kick off the season out in our way in June. There are a few powwows that happened before, but they really pick up right after Sad Lake and all of that.
Back to the shout outs. I just want to say shout out to Adriano Yazzi. I want to say a shout out to my...
And it says where they're from.
Oh, where they're from. They're from Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. Tassil, Arizona. I want to say hi to my nigga, Joanne Benson. Joanne. And she's from Frog Lake. She's one of our strong leaders on our reserve with taking care of our elders and feeding and just being a wonderful person on our community. I want to say hi to Wes Well. Well, this is Vesval. That's
what? I'll take over from here.
Try to say that name, holy Vesval. Wow.
Vesval. And it says you're supposed to say, but I love you, Joanne.
But I love you.
And we also want to say hello to Brian Perkins over there in the Southern United States. Shout out to Dana Goulet. To my daughter, Ayana, Bird Springs, Arizona. Hello from Georgia, Heather Bennett. Hello, welcome everybody. Nolan Arcan from Alexander First Nation. Olin Morningstar from the Navajo Nation in Monument Valley, Utah. That's a beautiful place. I actually had an opportunity to go spend some time down there. It was absolutely beautiful.
I got one more song I want to sing.
Oh, what is it?
I said I'd never do it again. I swear my ways that I would mend. But
this is the Cree chatter hour, watch, not the cowboy chatter hour.
Here I am, I'm omnigwe, I say. Yeah, so.
But we're at the point of the show now. Dallas, is there any encouraging words you have for new language learners or language speakers out there to kind of help them in their journey in continuing and retaining that language?
Absolutely. Have fun with your language. It really works with me when I talk within the Nahuatl language. I use the elders as a really good resource. You know what? If you do talk to, I know it could get a little intimidating, but they're really funny and they're really understanding. Go talk
and
to
humor,
elders.
They love it. Humor is a big part of who we are.
Yeah.
Nahuatl, and it plays a big part. Like I was saying earlier, I really thought that music is a really good tool to utilize in language, but so is humor.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I know we say biatik, just be careful. I had my Nogum here visiting me yesterday, and, I know sometimes we get a little encouraged or disencouraged when we think people are laughing or smiling, but, you know, my Kukum was just, she was just so smiling and happy to hear me speak the language. And, she was just like so happy to hear me speak, you know, because I could speak to her in that language. Mm-hmm. And it was such a beautiful moment because she was like smiling. It's like, oh, Matigyo, what's that? You know, she was just so happy, you know. So sometimes we need to take that, you know, we say there's good criticism. There's, you know, there's all different kind of criticisms to be aware of. So again, I'm kind of going off. Have fun with the language. Seek elders and continue speaking as you can every day.
And don't be afraid to join our Facebook page and let us know what kind of words or phrases you would like us to share on the next Cree Chatter Hour episode. This plays every Wednesdays and Saturdays, and a new episode comes out every Wednesdays. Don't forget that. So me, I'd like to share all of what we usually say. That means persevere, don't give up, and don't be shy. And I want to stress a lot on that don't be shy part, because I myself, when I started my language journey, I was really shy, and it was really intimidating for me to want to speak in public. And I just want to say, don't be shy. You know, language is like a muscle. You need to practice it and strengthen it in order for it to be where you need it to be. But at this time, we want to play a song that is a very special song. We were talking about how we dedicated our songs earlier today to our Pelly family and Cody today on the loss of our mom, our adopted mama Donna. And she was the mother of a very great singer and our brother, the late Nathan Rikishi Pelly. And he actually composed this song for her, and he recorded it, and it's called Mama's Birthday Song. That was a very special song that our late brother, Mr. Nathan Rikishi Pelly, made for his mom, Mama Donna, who will be making her journey today. We want to send our love and our condolences out to the Pelly family today. I want to say, Kisagit Nawao Egwa, we're with you guys there. And we just want to say, you know, when it comes to your language, don't be afraid to speak it, everybody. Don't be shy. Eksimaga, eksipitama. That is all for now. We will see you next week for some more Cree Chatter Hour.